Hello and welcome to today's... I know, it's not really daily card reading because I'm not really reading today. I'm going to read a card, yes. But whether this is a valid reason, valid card reading is skeptical. Yeah, that's the word. Might leave you skeptical? I don't know. Anyway, I'm very tired. I've got this card, Wild. Believe in your otherworldly beauty. Dance with the waves and drink in the sunshine. Now, I don't really have too many messages right now to give you. So I could make up some story and be like, yes, and so we have the Four of Cups. Maybe your energy feels like this. Maybe your energy feels like that. If you're going through this, if you're going through that. What if, right, we just relaxed and just, you know, give ourselves a nice long stretch and just thought, you know what, life ain't so bad. You know, even if the things are falling around us, just be like, you know what, time for me to just had enough. Not that you've had enough, it's more like you just want a little bit of a break. So rather than over-analysing, overthinking, just be like, you know what, there's more to life than this. And believe in believe in your otherworldly beauty. So that's just like the beauty inside you. So maybe that beauty inside you just wants a little bit of a chill pill instead of always being stressed. Maybe it just wants a bit of a nap. Maybe it just wants a cup of tea. Maybe it wants a biscuit. Okay, your inner self will always tell you when it's just time, when things just get a bit too overwhelming. So even the universe says, look, it's time for you to just not have any messages and just to get on with things, just to take a, you know, a day off from any form of manifesting, any form of stressing, any form of good luck or wishing or da 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 da. Just do nothing. So with this card, Wild, it's probably just dance with the waves and drink the sunshine. Just go wild, whatever sets your heart on fire. Maybe it's not just taking a nap. Maybe you just want to play some music and just zone out to that. Maybe you want a crappy movie. Every once in a while, I will do a card reading where it's just like, just do nothing. And it's a reminder to take little breaks in your life, because otherwise, the world rushes, and you rush with it because you wear so many hats in a day, don't you? Like one minute, let's say you wake up in the morning, you are you. But then you get ready for work. Then you're that work person. Then you go and buy yourself a coffee. You are now a customer. And they talk to you different than what your boss would say to you. And then maybe you go and visit a friend. And then you're a friend. And so they treat you different from your boss and this coffee shop person. And then you go to, you go to a gym or a class at a gym. And, you know, the teacher, you're a student again. And the teacher teaches you differently from another teacher, but also treats you differently from your boss and your coffee person, your friend, and all these things. And then maybe after that, you go out to the pub, and then you are again either a customer or a client or a guest, depending what type of pub you go to and the way they treat you. You wear all these different hats, and you switch your personalities on and off, and you resonate and you don't. And then you're just like, oh my god, that was a lot of personalities in one day for my liking. I'm just gonna go home and be myself. Like that, switch off a couple of personalities and just, chill. I'll be back tomorrow with another card. Bye. Hello, and welcome to a card reading. So I'm very sorry I didn't read yesterday. I'm not going to lie, I was partying. Yeah, well, and so wasn't the greatest idea. Even say, oh yes, I'm sorry, I'm not reading today. They would have been like, nobody wants it. Well, maybe you do want to hear that, I don't know. Anyway, I decided to take some of my own advice and ask yourself, actually, how often do you actually take your own advice or listen to yourself? So I've got this card in front of me, meditate, make some quiet time in the still air. So it is actually possible just to create space in your life. Believe it or not, no matter what you might tell yourself, at any given point, you can just switch up and just be like, nope, not doing it anymore. Nope, that's not what's going to happen. You can make any excuses like, oh, but what if, or, you know, maybe, or whatever. But the truth is, If you don't make space for yourself, nobody else will make space for you. No one's going to be like, do you know what? I feel like you deserve just to do nothing. Like, I'm sure that you might have received a lot of messages from the universe, an angel, or just signs just to tell you, look, it's time for a little bit of a time out, right, during your day or during your week. But the truth is, if you don't listen to those signs, like, yeah, I can put that off, I can put that off, I'll put that off, you will be putting it off for a, you'll get used to putting things off. And one day you'll be like, I wish. I mean, maybe that's not true. But I most certainly have decided that taking space is a really good idea. What I do with that space is entirely up to me. So whether it's just doing nothing is on me, that I decide to do nothing. If I want to be productive, I'll be productive. Maybe I'm doing nothing so I can sort of think of things to do to be productive. Who knows? Whatever. If I've decided to be lazy, then that is my choice, right? But any given point, you could just say, you know what, just taking a couple of minutes. And I know a lot of people say, I just can't find a time in the day. Maybe it's because you don't want to find the time in the day. Now, that does sound a bit silly, but everyone can find a couple of minutes just for themselves. Someone was saying to me, do you know what, my work gets in the way and then I go home and I've got kids and blah, 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 blah. All right? This may be your life where everything is always in the mix, but if you don't take those times away, then you can't see your bigger picture. It does not take hours and hours and hours to give yourself that bit of room. It just takes a couple of minutes, and that is the God's honest truth. 2 minutes of your life you can spare for yourself, because at the end of the day, you are more important than you might give yourself credit for. And with that, I have this meditate card. So whether it's 1 minute, whether it's 2 minutes, whether you've got 5 minutes or 10 minutes, you should do it. And also, if you constantly do it, then you might want to think, maybe I do this a bit too frequently. Maybe I should just sort of, because believe me, some things can be quite, to begin with, they could be addictive and then they become routines. Especially mind patterns and thinkings of I don't have time, or I'm going to give myself this space, blah, 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 blah. And then you just take so much space that you feel like you've not done nothing. And then you look back and be like, oh, I could have done that with this time. I'm so silly, blah, 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 etc., etc. So take it as it is. We have the full moon in Virgo coming on Monday. And so tomorrow and for the next few days, I'll be reading from the Moonology deck. But for today, we shall all meditate. Bye.